coming up on Thursday night. Manson Northwest Webster at home. They'll be hosting St. Evan Baseball. We have that game on Sunday 99.7. So that leads me into my next guest. He's the head baseball coach at Manson Northwest Webster, Doug Gaul, for the first time on the program. And Coach Gaul, I appreciate you making the drive over, and thank you for the time this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ron. Just heard you say that the previous one was the most ever, and then I get to come on and have my first interview. This is kind of intimidating.
And true. Mike Zalot probably has been on the show more than anybody with not only with baseball, but also with his cross-country program in the fall that we've done a lot with, too. And then you back that up. So we didn't really necessarily plan it that way. It just kind of worked out that way. But we've got you here, and you've been, there around the program in Manson, been a part of that program for quite a while, and now you've made that transition to head coach, and this is your second year as the head baseball coach there, right?
Correct. And this will be number two.
How many years have you been involved with the program?
Ever since I've been in Manson, so we're looking at 17 or 18 years now. I did the middle school program for 13, 14, and then I was JV assistant varsity coach for three.
Okay. So you definitely have been around the program, understand the landscape, know a lot of the kids, are probably coaching some of the kids now that you coach with JV and that kind of thing.
Yeah, right? this year's seniors would have been my last group of seventh graders I had when I did the middle school program. So I've been around them a long time. There's not a lot of excuses left if they ain't any good. So
bad coaching at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doug Gaul is my guest. Manson Northwest Webster baseball. Cougars in action this week, opening the season. Now, you've got, who do you have to open? Because you've got somebody at least before St. Edmund, right?
We have Esterville Tuesday night coming to town, and then we got St. Edmund's on Thursday, and finish up with East Sac on Friday.
So, three-game homestand, so to speak.
Three-game homestand.
That's nice.
Yep, not a bad way to start the season.
That is not a bad way, for sure, to open up. Now, last year, you guys... a lot of people had issues with COVID last year, but I think of the area teams, you guys probably got the kind of the worst draw of it. You start out 2-0 last year, then you have the COVID shutdown, and then it just kind of was one of those deals where it's hard to come back from last year.
Well, it really was. We, like I said, we started 2-0. We hit kind of a rough patch there, and then I thought we were just about ready to get out of that. We had a number of games that I thought we'd be able to compete really well in. And then we took our 2 weeks off, and we came back for one practice, and then we went into tournaments. I wasn't even sure we were getting that one practice when we first had it. It's just how the timing worked. But and then we went into tournaments, and actually we didn't play. I mean, there were some things that I felt like we would have gave ourselves a real shot in that game, and we were right there. I mean, ball in the last inning got hit right at third baseman. That would have tied the game. And so we gave ourselves a shot, and just kind of where it was, you know. You want that time, but... can't make excuses for it.
Yeah, you lost to ACGC in the playoffs 3-1 in a highly competitive game. I think that just says a lot about the kids you coach and their ability to come bouncing back and ready to compete.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought the kids did a really, really nice job in that game. Like I said, there's some things obviously we wanted to clean up, but they came ready to go. They're good baseball kids, you know. They knew what they're doing, and we just really had some pitchers that I knew we'd compete with because you throw strikes at this level. You can give yourself a shot.
Yep, get ahead. That's the biggest thing for sure. Now, you come into this year with a little bit of a fresh slate because, you know, now that COVID thing should be behind us and we should be able to get fresh and get through the season. Do you feel like, you know, the limited, because of the COVID shutdown, I think you only played seven games last year. You feel like, does that hurt you coming into this season?
It might a little, just experience-wise. I know we had some of the guys that we're going to count on this year who were just kind of cracking into the lineup when we got shut down last year. I know, like Logan Krause, he threw his first varsity game the day before we got shut down. And pitched really well, and I was really feeling good about that. We're going to get him out there a whole bunch, and he's going to pitch a ton this year for us. And you lose some of that experience. You know, we had Lane Moline, a freshman, playing last year. He could have used more games under his belt. And like I said, it's just that kind of idea of just repetitions and game situations and stuff like that we're going to lose a little bit of. But with that said, we got a lot of guys who've been around the program for a long time. So, like I said earlier, just really no excuses. You know, at some point in time, we're going to have to put it together and go. And like I said, we're not completely inexperienced. We've had kids who've played for 2-3 years now at this point. So I think we'll be all right going into it.
Coach Doug Gall is my guest. Manson Northwest Webster Baseball. Cougars opening this week. They have Tuesday night with Estherville Lincoln Central at home. 3-game homestand to open. Thursday night against St. Edmund. You can hear that game, 7:30, first pitch right here on Sunday 99.7. Now, you did lose some guys from last year, and you know, with we've been talking about the COVID thing, that's a really difficult thing for those guys to have their senior year cut short. You hate to hear that, too. But you lost some pretty solid hitters from last year and some guys that were on the hill for you, too. So you've got some personnel that you've got to kind of make up for this year, right?
Yeah. We definitely lost some of our top two pitchers won't be back with us. They did a really good job for us last year, and so we're I feel like we got some guys that are going to step up and fill that role really well for us. We've had some kids look real good on the hill so far. I've already mentioned Logan. Hunter Olson has pitched for us in the past a fair amount, and yeah, he looks real, real sharp this summer. Dylan Manti is a sophomore coming in who pitched a lot JV last year for us, but grew a lot, throws good ball now. I feel real confident in his ability. And we got some other guys in there that I think will work in really well. Brock Miracle is going to see some action. He threw just a little bit for us last year. If he throws strikes, he's hard to hit. Hitting wise, yeah, we got a lot of
production.
A lot of production to make up for, and just a lot of new guys that are going to get an opportunity to step in and see what we can do.
Is Carson Bauer back for you? I know he was big for you last
year. Yeah, Carson hit a ton for us last year, but right before the season started, he kind of tore up his elbow and had to have Tommy John surgery. So he's going to be back for us hitting-wise. He's probably going to be able to play some second base for us. Carson's probably not going to be able to pitch like we were hoping he would have a couple years ago. We were hoping he'd catch for us, but that's just not there where his arm is right now.
Okay.
But swing looks good again. He's it's coming around. It's a work in progress right now, but, man, he really did hit the ball well for us and what he could do.
So he's at least going to be in the lineup at the plate.
Yeah, he's going to be in the lineup at the plate. We're going to try to work him around in some spots in the field.
Okay.
Might do some DHing for us. Just
use him where you can, get that bat in the lineup.
Yeah, absolutely, because you're right. Of the guys we got returning, he had a really good year last year.
Right, for sure. Doug Gall is my guest, Manson Northwest Webster baseball coach. Cougars opening the season this week. You've got Tuesday night with Lincoln Central, Estherville Lincoln Central coming to town before St. Eben. What do you expect here this first week out of this 3-game homestand?
Well, we expect to kind of get our feet wet a little bit. What I'm hoping for is that we can come out and throw strikes. I feel pretty confident about where our defense is. They seem to be real sharp. And you know how it is in the game of baseball. Once you say that, then you never really know.
Yeah.
But
and it's contagious, too. One or two guys make an error, it's pretty contagious.
Absolutely. But I feel good about where we're at there. So I think if we can throw strikes, I want to put a lot of pressure on teams at the plate and on the base paths. And, you know, we're willing to play some small ball and make teams work to get us out because I just don't know if we're going to have a lot of guys hitting home runs this year. So. I think we got a lot of guys that can put ball in play, and like I said, we got some speed, we got some state track guys down there that'll really give some teams some problems on base path. I just want to see how that comes together. I'm hoping our pitching we can work into where we got arms ready to go. I don't think we'll be there week one, but I think we'll get there as the season goes along and kind of get a feel of where we're at and what we got and who's there for us, who's going to step up and do it.
So it would be safe to say probably that the biggest thing you are looking for is just getting guys kind of acclimated and just getting repetition and guys just developing as the season goes on.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. Sometimes the only way to get better is to get in there and go do it. I mean,
sometimes you got to fail before you succeed.
Well, yeah, and I'm hoping that's not the case. I mean, I feel like we've had some good practices, but it is different in the game, you know.
Yeah.
You try to make your practices game-like as possible, but at the end of the day, it's different.
It is. It absolutely is. And, you know, people look at the word failure sometimes and think of it as a negative term, but baseball's a game of failure. If you hit 300, you're a Hall of Famer. That means you failed 7 times out of 10.
Absolutely. And we talk to kids a lot about there's not winners and losers. There's winners and learners.
Okay.
You know, especially early season, if you learn something from every game, by the end of the season, if you make those corrections, you're gonna be right there with anybody. And you know, we talk a lot about where our potential is, and I think our potential is pretty high. It's a matter of us getting to that spot, getting to that potential spot.
Doug Gall has been my guest. He is the head baseball coach of Manson Northwest Webster. His Cougars will open the season with a 3-game homestand, starting Tuesday night with Estherville Lincoln Central. Then Thursday night, they will host St. Eben. That game you can hear a first pitch 7:30 Thursday night right here on Sunday 99.7 and YourFortDice.com. And they'll finish that first week with East Sac County coming to town on Friday. Coach Gall, we appreciate you coming out for sure. Appreciate the time and making the drive. Again, I do want to add to program a note, we will not be here next week, but we'll be back in June. And the invite, open door at any time. We look forward to having you back sometime in June and throughout the season.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Rob. I'm sure I'll be here when I can make it.
Awesome. That's Coach Doug Gall, Manson Northwest Webster Baseball, here on the program.